Well, it is Mother's Day, a very special day for each of us, even though most of us are not mothers. Still a special day. It is the day we honor the woman who gave life to us. And for those of us who are fathers, in addition to that, we honor the woman who gave birth to our children. So for the first time ever in 32 years of church history here, my wife is joining me, and we're going to co-share today on Mother's Day. Would you make welcome the mother of my children? Turn me down a little bit up here. Well, how are you this morning?
Good morning. How are you?
Well, you're going to need a microphone.
Oh, okay.
Let's see. We have rehearsed this, as you can tell. I don't know. Where? I don't even see one.
My mouth's big enough. I'm good.
No. There was one up here. I know, I saw several of you people with microphones. Thank you, Khaki. Let's see how that one worked for you.
Hello.
No, it's good.
I'm on.
We've been married almost 42 years. And she's the mother of my children. At least most of my children that
Stop
I'm aware
that.
Of.
If y'all knew him, y'all would not be laughing.
I will say this. There were several things I ran pastor yesterday. I said, tomorrow morning we should, you know, I want to tell this. And she, oh, God, no, she said. No, God, no, don't say that. So you are getting a cleaned up version.
He'll manage to slip through a couple of things. I can promise you that.
Don't you flirt with me. So this morning it's Mother's Day and we celebrate everything. We go over the top celebrating everything. Every day is a celebration. Find something to celebrate every day. So especially on a day like today this morning, I said to her first thing, Happy Mother's Day. And she said, Thank you for making me a mom. To which I said, the pleasure was all mine.
I agree with that.
God knew what he was doing when he designed it so the mother would carry the baby, labor through delivery, and give birth to it. We men would never. There would be zero population growth if it were up to men. So,
ladies, can we all say men are wimps?
We are. Mm-hmm. We are. So I can't tell them that, right?
No.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. No.
But today is a day we honor mothers, and not just those who are biological mothers, but so many women get a bad rap when the truth is, if it were not for women teachers, women mentors, many of you who serve in our nursery and our children's church and impart into children. You know, it's not just a mother thing, so we hope there's something in this today for all of you, men included, and for those of you who are not mothers. We're all together influencing and raising the next generation, and each of us have a part.
Have you ever heard someone say, she was like a mother to me? Mm-hmm. Or have you said, she was like a mother to me? I was thinking on that when we were praying about this service, and I thought, you know, God's good that he allows us to actually birth our children. And I'm blessed. I birthed three children. I have two girls here on earth with me, Brandy and Tiffany, and I have a little boy in heaven. And I was so blessed that I was able to birth my children. And I'm so proud of them. They are both great mothers. And I joke with them now because I say, I don't know how they survive, because the way that people raise their children now, I did everything wrong, just everything. But they grew up to be great mothers, and I'm so proud of them. But I was thinking of how gracious God is, that we not only birth children and mother children that we physically give birth to, We're so blessed that there are mothers that do the right thing for their children by giving them up and by allowing others to adopt those children and raise them as their own. Where is Amanda? Is she here? Amanda, stand up. Deborah, you're the mother. You stand up too. This, darling,
Marion's the daddy. Well,
it's Marion, Mother's Day. He knows he's the dad. It's Mother's Day.
Okay, Marion, our day's next month. We'll have ours next month.
Amanda entered into our life a year after I had Tiffany. And Deborah and Marion brought her home from the hospital when she was just 3 days old. She was adopted. And I'm ever so grateful to your biological mama for doing the right thing and allowing you to be part of our family. You've blessed us. You've given us joy. And I'm so thankful that God put you with us. And Deborah, you have been an exemplary mama. You have just been so great. I love you with all of my heart, and I'm so thankful that God has allowed adoption to be one way we are a mother, and you're a great one, and I love you. I love you.
Yeah, our family would not be as wonderful as we are if it weren't for Amanda. And Deborah stayed up the entire first night. She got baby Amanda home and rocked her in the rocking chair all night long. So she became a great mother instantly. And on that note about adoption, many are adopted into wonderful families. And the mother you know was not your biological mother, but she is the mother who raised you. And Lawrence Tuning. Lawrence and Trish are blessings here. They're sitting on the back row, probably because they want to escape real quick out that back door. But Lawrence, for many years now, has been working, in addition to songwriting and ministering concerts and all over the country. His day job has been working with the state of South Carolina, placing babies who've been given up by their birth mothers in search of the perfect adoptive family. So Lawrence has been a blessing to hundreds of children and families wanting to adopt. And just throw this in. He's retiring in two more days. He's retiring two more days. So thank you, Lawrence.
Also, fostering. That's a big one, even in our church. Your daughter, Amber and Justin, they foster children. In fact, they have two children in their home right now that have made them a biracial family. And they are wanting to adopt those children. What a blessing. Look how good God is to give them that family. There are others in the church.
Dr. Shannon Wrighton, where are you?
I don't know where she's at.
Is she in here today? She may be in the nurse. She's also a foster mother and a blessing to children that she did not naturally give birth to. So mothers come in many different sizes and shapes. And there's no one size that fits all. Abraham Lincoln said this. It's a famous quote. All that I am or hope to be, I owe to my mother. And that's true of all of us. And then Pablo Picasso, the great artist, whose paintings sell for millions each, said this. And I quote Pablo. He said, my mother said to me, if you are a soldier, you will become a general. If you are a monk, you will become the pope. And Picasso said, instead, I became a painter and I became Picasso. So how much influence does a mother have in instilling destiny and positive influence over the children? Now, a mother is a lot like God. In fact, mothers and God are a lot alike because the mother has the responsibility. Now, I know we fathers play a very important part, and the pleasure is all ours, but the mother has no choice. The moment she becomes pregnant, she has to adjust the That's food right. that she eats. If she's into bad habits, she has to cut it out. She has to cut out drinking and smoking and drugging and too much salt. And I mean, because she immediately becomes responsible for That's another right. human being. Right. It's no longer just her, but now another life is beginning inside her womb. Yeah. And good mothers take that seriously from that moment. And after the baby's born, the responsibility of the mother does not stop.
That's right.
But for 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, for years, yeah. that mother keeps that child alive.
That's right. That's
now,
right.
our That's two true. Girls would probably not be alive today if it were just up to me. Because, you know, we fathers have short attention spans. There have been many times I would wake up in the morning after a wonderful night's rest when our girls were smaller, and I would see that Brenda had been up all night with one of our babies who had been sick.
Brandy
had been sick. Brandy, if you're listening, Brandy, I remember those days. So.
But
I would say, what y'all doing? Yeah. Brenda would say, we've been up all night. Did you not hear us? No, I didn't hear a thing. I slept like a baby. Should sleep.
That is not what you want to say to the mothers in your house. Wrong thing to say.
But you men, you know what I'm talking about. We can just sleep it off.
That's true.
But the mother has the responsibility to, whatever it takes, keep that baby alive.
That's
and
true.
I want to take just a minute to honor my mother. She's been in heaven now for over 30 years. Mm-hmm. And I'll have to say that I had a great childhood growing up, had great parents. Our home was filled with love. God was at the center of our home. My dad was a pastor, and I had a drug problem. I got drugged to church every day almost. Deborah, my sister, and Michael, our younger brother, we were blessed. We had everything in our home that money couldn't buy, and a lot that money could. It was a different time back then. Both our parents worked hard to provide for us children, but the best thing they could have given us, we certainly got, and that was love, a love for God and a love for family. And my mother is a special lady to me forever, of course, but I remember some things about her. I saw her at every phase of her life, and she passed away at 51 after being extremely sick for 2 years. And I remember when she was 29, I was riding in the back seat, and our dad was driving Mom to the hospital where she was going to have surgery, and she was in pain. I remember her crying in so much pain. Facing the uncertainty of what surgery would be like the next morning. I remember that image of my strong mother crying with that pain. I also remember her, she liked to sing. And some of you remember my mother. She liked to sing. And I got my musical gift from her mostly and a little bit from my dad. We were driving in Myrtle Beach as a family getaway one day, and there's King's Highway in Myrtle Beach. Everybody's been down King's Highway. And our family would vacation in Myrtle Beach when I was a boy growing up. And one day, I was in the back seat of the car, and we turned on King's Highway. And when Mama saw the sign, King's Highway, she broke out in that song, no holds barred, she threw herself into it. I'm walking on the King's Highway. And almost a shout broke out in the car with my mama singing, walking on the King's Highway. And then I remember, and I hope there are no children here yet. Our children should be. Well, I'm not going to say that. We do have some. Then I'll be careful. But I remember I was 9, 10, or 11, somewhere in that, and I was the oldest child, and Christmas was here, and it was Christmas Eve, and our parents had always done their very best for us every Christmas. We would wake up with Santa Claus under the tree. Santa came to visit us the night, of course, before we would wake up on Christmas morning and see what Santa had brought us. Well, I was at that age to where I had learned. And so it was Christmas Eve, and Mama was at the sink in the kitchen, and I went up to her, and I said, "What time are y'all going to do you know what?" And I remember her looking at me.
That could have a lot of different meanings. You need to watch out.
Oh, it's the children should not be in here, I'm saying. And Mama looked at me knowing that I had learned. And she said, "Do what?" And I said, "Well, yeah, I know." And I said, "Can I help? Can I stay up and help?" And so she said, "I reckon. Just wait till Deborah and Mike are asleep." And so a memory I have of my mother, so many memories of a wonderful mother. So today I honor the woman in whose womb my life began.
I'd like to honor my mom today. She's been gone 19 years. I miss her so much. She was a godly woman. My Uncle Billy Stand.
He's 75
he
years old.
He is 75 today. And when I look at my Uncle Billy, I see my mama so much. But she was a great godly mother, and she raised me to make motherhood look so easy. And it's not as popular now, but when I was growing up, that's all I wanted to be. I wanted to be a wife and a great mother like she was. And I grew up in a pastor's home also. Never wanted to be a pastor's wife. That was never in my vision. That's what I ended up being.
And I never wanted to be married to a pastor's wife.
That was not nice.
Neither were you.
Oh, help us, Jesus. Okay, but anyway, I was trying to be serious.
Okay, go ahead.
Okay, all right. Anyway, my mother was a great mom, great example to everyone around her. She was my protector. Before I was born, she almost died. She was having great physical health problems. And my dad said they were on the way to the hospital. And my mom just kept praying over and over and over out loud, "Oh God, whatever happens to me, please take care of my baby." And he did. He took care of me and he took care of her. And I had her for a long time. And I'm so thankful for that. But she was my protector and loved me. And I remember another time when they were going through a lot of problems in the church. And she had been severely wounded by people in the church. And she didn't deserve it. She was so undeserving of anything like that. But I remember one day I called her and I said, "Mom, are you okay?" And she was just crying. And she said, "Honey, I've had so-and-so on my heart all day. I cannot get her off of my heart. I'm praying for her. I just feel like something is wrong." And I said, "Mama, how can you pray for someone that wounded you so deeply and hurt you so much?" She said, "Honey, somebody may hurt you, but you will never stop loving them." And she lived like that. She loved everyone. I don't care what they did to her. And that was a great example to me over these years. I've always let God be my protector. And if there's ever been any hurt, I pray and he takes care of it. I remember the last special moment of her life. She had a brain aneurysm. and stayed in the hospital for 11 days before we lost her. And she was out of it for about the last 3 days. But the day before she slipped into her sleep, there was nurses in the room, and I was standing by her bed, and she patted her heart, and she told all the nurses, "That's my heart standing right there." And that was just the sweetest moment I ever had with my mom. Grateful to her. She was a wonderful lady, and I miss her today.
And her mother and mine are a lot like God. Mm-hmm. And your mother is a lot like God. I'll just give you a couple of ways. One is they both gave us life. Mm-hmm. Our mothers gave us physical, natural life. Mm-hmm. And then God gave us a new life.
That's right.
By the new birth, by the Spirit. And both God and our mothers love us so much they would die for us. Mm-hmm. God, in fact, sent his son and he died for us. And mothers have that kind of love for their child. They love a child so much that they would die for their child.
That's right.
I remember 20, 25 years ago, there was a young lady in our church. She and her husband, her name was Amy. And they were newly married, a wonderful couple with a bright future ahead of them. And they discovered that she was pregnant. And they were overjoyed, as all of us were. And just a few weeks after the doctors told her she was pregnant, they discovered cancer in Amy's body. And it was an aggressive cancer. And the doctor came to Amy and to her husband, pregnant with a son, and said, "You have a choice to make. This cancer is so aggressive, you will have no hope of surviving it much longer than after your baby's born if we don't attack it aggressively. If we do, you will lose the child in your womb. But we can save the child, hopefully, or we can save you, hopefully, but we can't do both." And she said, "Save my child." And she gave birth to a little boy named Brandon. And in just a few months after Brandon was born, Amy passed away. What kind of love would love a child so much that you would give your own life so that the child could live at your expense?
That's right.
That's the power of a mother's love.
That's right.
And I tell you, all of us know mothers who are great. In fact, hopefully, your mother was great. That's not the case with every mother. Some of you are here today feeling like your mother was so imperfect. There's no way you could honor her, or if she's dead, no way you could honor her memory today, even on Mother's Day. But look, everybody sees life through a different filter.
That's right. That's true.
Everybody sees it from their own perspective. And if that's you, and you've been harboring ill will against a mother that was not perfect, then assume just for today that perhaps Mama did the best she could.
Yes.
And every generation should get better.
Yes.
So if your experience was not a perfect one, perhaps she did the best she could, and honor her today, or honor her memory today at least. I remember a lady also, she's still alive and would be here today, but she's unable to drive, a member of our church, Esther Gillespie. And her son Tommy was born 60 years ago with many handicaps. He was Down syndrome. He also had physical challenges in several areas of his body. And the doctor, after delivering Tommy, went to his mother Esther and said to her on the day he was born, "Don't get attached to this baby. I doubt he will survive the night." But that mama, the power of a mama's love.
Yeah.
Oh, she loved that baby.
Yeah.
She prayed over that baby. Long story short, and all of us here, if you've been here for a while, you know Esther and Tommy Gillespie. Tommy lived to the age of 58 and passed away about 2 years ago. Outlived what every doctor had said he may live as far as a lifespan is concerned. And Esther is still alive today. But that sweet Esther, the greatest joy she's ever had in her life was that child. Even though he came with handicaps and disabilities, oh, what power a mother's love has. And mothers and God are a lot alike because of the power of their love.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you know, we're not perfect as mothers. I think that's the one thing that if anybody can admit to, we learn as we go. And we're all in different seasons. I remember when I was a young mother and I had very small children, there were days that was full of chaos and just crazy. I think about you, Sarah. Sometimes I get so tickled about your post because I remember those days. But I remember the mornings I would get up literally so early in the morning, get up, get my girls fed, get them dressed, get their homework together, make sure they had their lunches, take them to school, get back home. And my day was just beginning. And when you're in the middle of that, sometimes it's hard to remove yourself and look at the joy. You only see the chaos and the craziness. But those of us that are at our age, we look back now, and don't we remember the good times? We very seldom remember the bad times. But Carl has said so many times, you know, when God wants to speak to you, he'll speak to you through whatever. And I was watching the Today Show earlier this week, and Savannah and Hoda were talking about being mothers. And Savannah was saying, oh, there's just days when my life is so chaotic, it's so crazy, and I think, how am I going to get through this day? But then she said, I stop. And I think, thank you, God, for my abundance. Not the craziness, not all the children, but abundance. Look at your life and your children as abundant blessings, because the day will come and they're not going to be there, but you have those great memories. And Hoda was talking about there's nights that she begs for her little baby to just go to sleep. I remember those nights. Love Brandy to pieces, but Brandy never let me sleep, never. And God is not just sometimes, because her kids sleep so good. And Tiffany always let me sleep. And bless that child's heart, she never sleeps. Kennedy just keeps her awake all the time. So we don't understand those things. But Hoda said there's nights when she just begs, Lord, please let her go to sleep. I'm so tired. But then she said, I stop and I think, the days I fell on my knees and begged God to give me a child. Let's remember, in the middle of all the chaos and all the crazy days, God blessed us to be mothers and embrace the craziness and love our children. Love endures all things. And our children will look back and not say, my mama was crazy and acted like I was such a burden. They're going to look back and embrace the wonderful memories and the wonderful days. Do that for your children. Believe me, you will enjoy those memories.
That works for us fathers too. As we fathers get older and our children grow up and have wonderful lives of their own, we fathers sometimes wish we could go back and relive one of those earlier days when our children were small. We enjoyed even the chaos.
Yeah.
Now that we look back on it.
Oh, I have to share one thing Tiffany did to me last night. Oh, Tiffany was my crazy child, and she's in the nursery, so I can talk about her. I love her, but she was my crazy child.
Tiffany doesn't listen to the podcast. Brandy might, but Tiffany,
no. Brandy was perfect. And no, not really, but probably this is more the truth. Tiffany sent me this last night. Mom, I'm sorry for all the dumb stuff I did when I was younger. If it helps, you only knew about half of it.
That is so Tiffany.
That is her.
And
love you, Tiffany.
You too, Brandy. So when a mother delivers a baby, I mean, labor and travail, pain. I'm told it's pain. I don't know, but I'm told it's painful thing. But
yeah,
but
she doesn't know.
The mother's responsibility doesn't stop when the child is birthed, but literally the mother's body becomes a food delivery station to keep the child alive. So that's how connected mothers and children are, and mothers and God are a lot alike like that. Jesus said, "You're the branches, I am the vine." And as long as we are connected to Jesus, the vine, like a branch to the vine, then we find our source of life in the vine, and a child finds its source of life in the mother. I remember back in the early days of our church, 30 years or so ago, it was a Sunday morning. We were in a different building, and early days.
The old bank building.
The old bank building. It's not even there now, on the corner of Coit and Chevis. And it was about time for a Sunday morning service to begin, and I couldn't
those
find
were
Brenda.
The days, let me interrupt. Those were the days that I taught children.
Yeah.
I led praise and worship.
Yeah.
I came back in and played at the end of
the
service.
Piano, yeah.
Yeah, I just did all that at one time.
She did all
so
that.
You never
so
knew
I
where
didn't
I was.
Know where she was, but it was about time to start, and I was looking for Brenda all over the building, and I'd walk into rooms and say, "Have y'all seen Brenda?" No, she's not in here. So I wound up going into the nursery. Because I saw Brenda in the nursery. So I go in, and there was a lady, a young mother, in the nursery, in a rocking chair in the nursery. Brenda was talking to her, and she had a baby in her arms, and she was rocking that baby. So I go in right before church, and my mind is not focused.
I said,
darling, I've been looking. It's about time to start church. And so to be nice to the mother who had just had a baby, recently, I go over and say, "Oh, look at that little thing." And I hear
my wife, no.
What?
You go, "Oh, look, it's sweet."
I go right up and pinch the babies. And all the while, Brenda's saying, "Dear." And I'm saying, "What?" And I'm going, "Oh, look at that little baby." And I go right on up and pinch the little. Then I realize the baby is a tat while I'm doing this. And Brenda kept saying, "Dear, dear."
I tried so hard. Just didn't work. He wants me to think he didn't know, I guess. Yeah. He's a little devil behind the scenes.
Y'all don't know it. Nobody in here knows it. But right now, she's flirting with me. Nobody knows.
Oh.
Okay, we got to give some scripture. We got to give some scripture. Jesus.
Cat.
Just some quick scripture, and then we'll go enjoy Mother's Day lunch at your favorite restaurant. But John's Gospel in the 3rd chapter, beginning at verse 3, Jesus answered Nicodemus, who had come to him asking some heavy questions. Jesus said to him, "Most assuredly, I say to you, unless one is born again, he cannot see the kingdom of heaven." Nicodemus said to Jesus, "How can a man be born when he is old? Can he enter a second time into his mother's womb and be born?" In verse 5, Jesus answered, "Most assuredly, I say to you, unless one is born of water and the Spirit, he cannot enter the kingdom of God." So mothers and God are a lot alike. The mother gives us our birth by water. That's referring to our natural childbirth. And Jesus gives us our birth by the Spirit, which is the new birth. In both cases, mothers and God give us life. When the Bible refers to birth by water, that's the physical act of a mother delivering a baby. Her water breaks and the child is born. That's the natural birth. And then we're born again by the Spirit. We would never have a chance to ever be born again by the Spirit if we were not first born naturally by our mothers. Mothers and God are a lot alike. We owe our lives to God and to our mothers. I want to read one more verse of Scripture in John chapter 16 and verse 21. It's in the New Living Translation. It will be like a woman suffering the pains of labor. When her child is born, her anguish gives way to joy because she has brought a new baby into the world. Jesus is talking about how quickly grief can turn into joy. Just as quickly as a mother who is in labor and delivery, going through so much travail, anguish, and pain. And Jesus said, but instantly.
Khaki. No.
It used to be, who was it you stepped there for? Hank White always would have a, I would get a call every Sunday during my sermon. That's okay, that must be important.
Fine.
Yeah, it's fine. Go ahead and take care of it. So, mothers and God are that much alike, but as soon as the baby's born, the mother forgets the pain. Is that true, really? Soon as? I mean, you're overwhelmed with joy.
Depends
on the epidural.
I would not know. I was all natural, so the pain may have lingered a while.
Probably.
But you do forget.
Oh,
yes,
yeah, you
definitely.
Do forget it. So the joy of new life makes all the memory of the pain go away quickly. That's the word of the Lord.
Yes.
Well, I've enjoyed this. Have you had any fun?
I've had a lot of fun.
Okay.
Thank you.
Thank you again.
Allowing me to be a mother.
The pleasure.
I'm being serious now.
The pleasure was all mine. Thank you. Happy Mother's Day to all of you, and thank you. Hey, I tell you.